Welcome to the Riches Podcast Documentary. I'm Robert Castanello, and I hope you are enjoying our summer content before we launch our new series, A History of Central Florida, in the fall. What I'm bringing you this week is an unreleased podcast I recorded a few years ago. I met up with two women who worked as farm workers in Apopka since they were young children. And now they are commemorating the lives of Central Florida farm workers in a quilt designed to tell the stories of individual workers and their families. Originally, this was part of a larger podcast project that ultimately fell through. But before I abandoned it, these recordings with these two women I held on to in hopes to release them at some point in the future. At the time of the interview, the quilt was unfinished. Now it is completed, and traveling the state has the Lake Apopka Farm Worker Memorial Quilts. You can go to the internet and look up the Lake Apopka Farm Worker Memorial Quilts, find their website, and you can see where the quilt is currently being displayed and where it's touring the state. These interviews were rich in life history, and I wanted to share them with you. The women I spoke to were Linda Lee, who created the quilt and travels around with the quilt, and Geraldine Matthew, who was involved in organizing community support for the quilt. This podcast will be broken up into three parts. In part one, Linda Lee and Geraldine Matthew tell me about growing up as farm workers and the role a handful of Catholic nuns had in launching the Office of Farm Worker Ministry. Farm workers like Geraldine Matthew and Linda Lee, along with the Office of Farm Worker Ministry, successfully organized numerous programs and protests to improve the lives of local area farmers. And this is the story that they tell in part one. Part two, Geraldine Matthews continues the discussion of the plight of farm workers and their attempts to organize and engage Apopka officials in improving the lives of farm workers. Finally, in part three, we hear the story of the inspiration for the memorial quilts, and both Geraldine Matthew and Linda Lee give us the poignant stories of the lives of the people memorialized in the quilt. What you're about to hear is part three, a tour of the Lake Apopka Farm Worker Memorial Quilts by Linda Lee and Geraldine Matthew.
When Lake Apopka closed down in 1998, it was approximately 3,000 farm workers working on the lake in the fields. So we decided to try to relocate the farm workers. From there, the organization was given a grant to help relocate farm workers. They were given a van to help relocate the farm workers. So we was having meetings every month, the community of farm workers. So after we saw that there was nothing, we felt that there was nothing going to be done to accommodate the farm workers, we started asking for health care. Doors began to open and we started getting health care. So one night in one of the meetings, I asked the members, what do we want to see done? We are not going to get compensated, because most of the workers thought that there was money going to be shot out the sky, that they were going to be able to get some money in. So one night, I told Jeannie, I said, you know what I would like to see? I say, maybe we can do a quilt. Maybe we can do something to remember the farm workers that are dead. And from there, we started talking among ourselves, and that's how the quilt got started. The first place I would like to see the quilt is in Tallahassee, in the Rotunda, because we worked so hard down through the years to make our legislators hear us. When we used to go to Tallahassee, nobody heard us, and we didn't go one by one. We would organize people to get up out of their beds 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. What angered me so bad was we would stand in line. We would go to work on the farms. We would come home and we would stand in lines to vote. And we put those people in the Capitol, but when we go there, nobody hears us. So I would like for that quilt to go to the Rotondo where they could see and they could know that we are not going anywhere. We're going to be here till we die. They don't know us. We are called names. When we go to Tallahassee, we are called maggot workers. We have been in Tallahassee with a group of our co-workers from Indiantown, and we was called niggers in the capital. We are called names, and you hear the name calling. And one day I got so angry. I mean, I made it known in the capital. I started talking so loud when all of the legislators was on the floor. I just hollered out, no matter what you call us, we ain't going nowhere. And then all of us joined hands, and we just started chatting, and it just stopped the floor. The floor just completely stopped because they didn't know what was going on. Well, the Robinson family was a friend of mine. There was a mother, they called her Jessamay. She had one daughter, which was Earlene. She had one son, which was Richard. She had another son, which we call him Pop. She had a son by the name of Frederick. And that family was all farm workers. And every one of those families, that family had a respiratory problem due to working in the fields. They began to die one by one until the last son passed away, which was the one we call Pop. Earlene was a young woman, approximately about 50, in her early 50s. She fell in the canal on Lake Apopka off of one of the machines. She jumped down off of the machine to go to the restroom, and she didn't see the canal because of all the weeds. And when she fell in the canal, she developed a respiratory problem, and she never did get well from that. And it got worse and worse and worse until eventually she passed away.
Can you tell me why it's important for you to remember the Robinson?
The reason it's important for me to remember the Robinson because their brother, we call him Coase, which was Richard Robinson. He was one of the youngest peoples to have a crew. He was a crew leader for Lester Lone Farms, and he migrated from there to the Ohio area and covered all of the cropping of the vegetables in Ohio, and then he would come back to Florida. And we just admired him because he was so young, leading a crew with over 30 people in it, and held it very well.
And what do you think this communicates to people who don't know the Robinsons?
Well, it will let people know that they was a family that worked and stood on their own. It will let you know when you see the mother, Jessamay, she was a single mom, but she was a very independent woman. It will let community people see Jessamay as who she really was, a mother that worked hard and made her kids work also. There was no handout to this family. This family worked and survived on their own.
Not only that, they are my first cousins. No, just say they worked hard, but two of her sons went to the Army, Pop and Frederick. And Frederick ended up with a brain, something wrong with his brain, they say, due to something that he got to in the Army. But before he went to the Army, no, after he came from the Army, he worked in the fields also with Pop and Frederick and Earlene and Jet and all of us. Like, Jet and them started with my grandfather working. And then they crossed over from Hooper over to Long. And then Pop was getting in the run of the crew for him and Coase began together running the crews. They would work with Les Slingers and other different, because we would go all over to Osteen and different places, you know, packing orders, what they call orders. That means 100 boxes of cabbage, 100 boxes of extra or chicory or whatever. We were doing orders at one point in life. So they just went pretty much all around doing different things.
Can you tell me, as the artist, you know, when you, if you maybe select one of these, or what's the idea that goes into how to, you know, represent a person who's no longer with us?
Okay, this picture I did with somebody that was cutting leaf stuff and all. Not only these are boxes back here, the B-pack, and then this person is cutting here because I put a knife in his hand, and he's packing this box right here.
This represents Linda's father. From what she told me, and when she told me that, she always have a glow on her face, that her father loved to fish, And in the afternoon, after work, or on his day off from work in the fields, he would go fishing. Because every farm had a fishing lake on it or canal somewhere you could fish. So he was always geared and ready to fish. If they took a break in the work, he would get his gear to fish.
So can you tell me some more of the scenes here? Now, you described a work scene, you have a fishing scene. What other scenes are here?
And this is a lady, Miss Willie Mae. Her sister wanted to remember her as baking because she liked to bake cakes and stuff. So I tried to get a portrait of her baking cakes and pies. And this comes from end of your time. The guy wanted to remember his friend as always going to the Kit Kat Club, which was like a little joke. So we did a little thing at a Kit Kat Club. And this in here is a lady and a pastor. She wanted to remember her brother as he was he liked the barbecue. So I tried to draw a grill and put him as he was cooking barbecue. This is a picture of my grandmama. She liked to cook all the time, different stuff. So I tried to draw the little wooden stove and put it in the doorway and had her holding on to some greens. The one in the corner is my mom. I just put a heart on it because I dearly love my mama a whole lot. So I just put a heart on hers. This one is dead by a lady and a pastor. She wanted to remember her aunt as crawling up on the truck in order to go to work. Got her and pushing the little child up, and she's standing out there to crawl up on the truck to go to work. This one also, this was the first one I did of my mom. She just wearing a pocket apron because she also kept a lot of kids, and she always, like, you pick up a pen or pen or something like this, it's a pocket apron on the front of her. This one in memory of my grandfather because when he wasn't at work, he had his own farm in the back of his house. He had some like 80 or 90 heads of hogs. They was always doing something. We had a huge amount of land with orange trees and different stuff. So we really didn't go home because we had pears, apples, bananas, plums, or whatever, wild grapes, and he was constantly doing something in the field. This is a picture of a lady that I did for her. She wanted to remember her mom is doing different things around the house. So I put her washing clothes and hanging clothes on the line. Miss Gertrude, she died. She's a friend of me and my sister's. She went to school and became a school teacher, so I remember her as her sitting at her desk teaching one of her class students. This is one of my cousin Joe. He passed, I haven't been too long ago. He worked in the field in the Carrot House and, you know, off and on different things on the farm. His wife told me that when he wasn't working, he cleaned the church a lot. So I put a church and then he stripped the copper. So I put the table down and I tried to make a little bit of copper.
Can you tell me about this one?
This one is a lady. This is actually Jet. This is my auntie. And remember her sitting down after she done had a hard day's work eating a sandwich on a 10 DDT can. So I did that one to her. And this is actually a guy that's packing vegetables in the field. He's packing the crate. This one is Miss Bettis. She wanted to remember her dad as reading a book and having a cold thing of lemonade. That's the lady from Indian Town. She wanted to remember her friend as sitting beside the banks of the river, fishing and thinking of her church with a chewing gum because she liked to chew chewing gum. And this is right here is Miss Johnny May. She wanted to remember her daughter after she stopped working on the farm as a nurse because she became a nurse before she passed. So I did a little nursing suit of her and memories of her. And my hands, I did the hands because there were so many people. We worked so hard with our hands. I did the hands holding corn because it was representing us working on the farm, actually packing corn.
And this is going to be on the quilt?
No, that's not going to be on the quilt, but I am going to make one to go on the quilt.
Okay. Is there anybody here you remember you want to talk about?
Well, I go back to the one she did on Jessamy. I didn't know she had that one there, you know.
Can you tell me what you see there?
Standing here looking, I see Jet sitting in the house talking a lot of garbage. Every time she see me, she just talk garbage, and we just laugh and laugh and laugh till we just can't laugh anymore. She was a woman that loved to have people over and laugh. She talk a lot of garbage and I talk a lot of garbage, so we just go at it.
She was
so cool, and I mean, she just didn't beat around the bush.
Yes.
If your baby was ugly, your baby was ugly. She did not.
Yes.
And we would just fall out laughing, boy. She was a trip.
Thank you for listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our multi-part series on Apopka farm workers. We'll see you next time.